Somebody give God a shout across this room. Everybody standing for the reading of God's word. I know we don't do it nearly enough, but can we let this worship team know how much we love and appreciate them? You might not know it, but they sing our music literally around the world. I'm not just saying that. They sing Calvary music. Churches around the world sing our music. Pastor John just released a brand new EP with Bethel. Come on now. You ought to give God a shout. It's just something. I feel the assignment of this word today. I feel like I'm going to talk to somebody who needs to know that God's got a plan. The devil has a plot, but God's got a plan. How many of you want to get in the center of God's will for your life? I'm teaching on the search for significance. Who wants to live a life that matters? Anybody want to live a life that matters? So I feel this strongly in my spirit. I've been with him this week. I believe he's going to speak to us. You by live stream, share this and invite folks to church. Joshua 1:1-9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Mm-hmm. Now, therefore, arise. Somebody say, arise. Arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. Somebody say, you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you, somebody say you, all the days of your life as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only, somebody say only. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law of Moses, my servant, and he that commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you, somebody say you may prosper wherever you go. Come on, somebody say you. Point at your neighbor and say you. Me too, hallelujah. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate it in the day and night, that you, somebody say you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you, somebody say you, will make your way prosperous. Then you, I declare you, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you and you and you and you and you and you online and you in the building and you in the stadium seating, you will have good success. Tell your neighbor, you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with. Oh my God. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. About 18 times I read the word you. I think the Lord is trying to tell you something. So I'm going to preach because I saw in one verse the word only, and then all throughout the text I saw the word you. So I want to preach for a few minutes along these lines, only you. There are some things that God wants to do, and only you are going to be used in that way. Only you have this assignment. Only you have this purpose. Only you have this destiny. Only you were created for the moment that you've been created for. God has some things in store for you. I want to talk to you today. If you're in the building, then I'm here to talk to you. If you ain't here, then this ain't for you. But since you are here, I might be talking to you this morning. Tell your neighbor he's talking to you. Come on. Come on. Are there any yous in the house? Are there any yous online? All right. I have a word for you. Woo, I feel that spirit. Just slip up your hands. Father, I pray today that you will help me unpack this word to teach it in such a way where people don't just shout and do without, but God, they shout, rejoice, receive your word, but also are transformed by it. I declare today that it is a momentous day, that you will move in a mighty way, and I'll give you all the praise. Somebody give the Lord the ovation of the morning. Come on, give him a shout. Before you sit down, tell everybody in your neighborhood, only you, only you, only you. There are some things that only you can do. There are some assignments in your life that are specifically generated for you. There are some breakthroughs for only you. And I want to talk to you today. If you want a word from heaven, make a little noise in the room if you want to be spoken to today. We're using as a backdrop this incredible story of the emergence of Joshua. So I want to take some time and really unpack this morning. The day that Joshua realized his purpose was an incredible day, y'all. It was a weighty day. It was a momentous day. The day Moses, the servant of the Lord, died and was laid to rest, it seemed that at that moment, even though it had happened before, it seemed in a fresh way that the Lord had turned his gaze toward Joshua. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to turn his gaze toward me today because I want to walk in my absolute purpose. Joshua was moving quickly into significance. There was an acceleration in his life. It was a supernatural acceleration that brought him into an incredible season and raised him to an incredible level. And when God spoke, he spoke specifically to Joshua. God is able to speak to you, precious, wherever you are. God can speak to you in any situation, in any circumstance, and in any dilemma. Joshua is in a desert, but God is speaking to him. And I want you to understand that when God spoke, God didn't speak to the crowd in that moment. He didn't talk to the complainers or the cowards. He didn't speak to the people who had doubted him and wouldn't trust him and possess the promise 40 years later. He spoke specifically to Joshua. And he said, in essence, he gave him this charge. He said, only you. He said, there's something that's going to bless everybody when it comes to pass, but there is a you. There is a personal pronoun involved in this, and only you. You are going to be able to hear it on this level. What I'm trying to tell you, precious, is this. He saw something significant in Joshua. He saw something in Joshua. The Lord saw the significant. And I want you to believe that as you search for significance in life, God sees the significant in you. No matter how you feel, no matter how you've fallen, no matter how you've failed, no matter how you've struggled, no matter how you feel right now, God sees the significance in you, and by faith, so do I. Whether you are 7 or 70, God sees significance in you. And I'm going to tell you that if you were not in store for significant and significant seasons, hell would not be fighting you so hard, because the devil only fights who he's concerned about. So if you've been in a battle, you ought to go ahead and praise the Lord. It's because there's significance in you. If your neighbor knew who they were sitting by, if they knew the purpose that was in your life, in the moment when God called Joshua, listen now, precious, he spoke to more than his assignment, he spoke to his purpose. Assignment is one thing, purpose is another. Assignment is something that if you don't fulfill it, God will raise someone else up. None of us should have the opinion that God can't go forward without us. I want you to understand that God's going to do what God's going to do, whether you do what you're supposed to do or not. Don't get me wrong. Your assignment is important. Somebody say, my assignment is important. Yeah, my assignment is important, but your purpose is different. Many people can do what I can do. Many people could stand up here and preach. Many people could probably lead this church. Many people can do what I can do, but they don't have my purpose. My purpose is my all-encompassing reason for being on planet Earth, and only I have my purpose. Many people have my assignment, but only I have my purpose. There are many preachers. There are many apostolic leaders, but only I have my purpose. I'm thankful for my purpose. And I'm telling you today, the enemy does not want you to comprehend the vastness of your purpose, no matter where you are in life. An assignment can be one-dimensional, but purpose is all-encompassing. So the significance of your all-encompassing purpose is that it can only be fulfilled by you. Your purpose is like your fingerprints. It's yours and yours alone. So I've come to teach and preach the word today and declare that you will fulfill your purpose. You're not going to waste your breath, waste your life, waste your time, and just survive. I speak a declaration of faith that there is a powerful purpose in your life, and you just won't go from one assignment to another, but you will operate in the very purpose of the Lord that you've been put on the planet. If you want to operate in your purpose, let me hear from you. Anybody want to operate in your purpose today? All right. On one side note here, I've got to tell you, no matter how old you are, no matter how many miles you've walked, there's no expiration date on purpose. Everybody under the sound of my voice has a purpose. Now, God said to Joshua something very powerful in verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. How many of y'all know you don't get any sicker than dead? Come on now. He's dead. Now, therefore, arise. Don't you settle in a setback. Don't you settle in the depression. Don't you settle in the fear. Don't you settle in the doubt. I know this has been your leader, Joshua, most all your life, but I'm telling you to arise. Now, the first thing I want to show you is this. The significant purpose of your life will command you to arise. It will move you to get up, get up, get up. Come on, somebody. To get up out of that grave, that depression, or that fear. The word arise is a very powerful word in the Hebrew. It's a word that rhymes with boom. It's the word kum. Come on, somebody. It sounds like kaboom. Hello. Tell your neighbor kaboom. Because see, the word arise means to stand up, rise up, and to come on the scene. To me, it feels like exploding on the scene. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God is able to take you from obscurity to notoriety in a moment. God is able to cause you to explode on the scene. The enemy may feel like he's been winning. You may be feeling like it's been a season where he's been overcoming you and your purpose has been frustrated. But when God gets ready for you to arise, you will explode on the scene. Hallelujah. It means to stand up, rise up, to come on the scene, to become valid, powerful, proven, and enduring. Watch this. Valid, powerful, proven and enduring. The word arise had the purpose of Joshua wrapped all up in it. It was time for him to rise up. It was time for him to come on the scene. It was time for him to become valid, proven, and powerful, and enduring. And I'm going to tell somebody here today, it's time for you to rise up. Okay, you're not going to live in fear. You're not going to live in depression. You're not going to live in anxiety. You're not going to live in wonder. You're not going to live in God. Are you going to do it? No, you are going to rise up. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but I think I'm preaching to everybody in the room. This is your rise up season. This is your time to arise. The enemy wants to keep you down, but it is time to arise. Arise in this text. It's a hard word. word, y'all. It's a holy word. It's a weighty word. Because when the Lord says arise, he doesn't just mean exist. He means advance. He said, I'm not just getting you up to get you up. He said, I'm getting you up because your purpose is to take territory. He said, I'm raising you up because it's time to possess the land. And the enemy knows that if he can keep you down in depression, down in fear, down in anxiousness, down in anxiety, down in the dumps, that you will never arise. But the moment that God says arise, you need to shake off the dredges of what you've been in and say, I will arise and go forth in the name of the Lord. Is there anybody here today that is ready to arise? I feel it for myself. Somebody shout arise. See, it means to rise in power. The word arise here, precious, it means to rise in purpose, but it also means to rise in persistence and perseverance. What does that mean, Apostle? That means when God calls you to arise, don't just get up, stay up. Okay, I better come down and preach a minute. Because some of us want to get up, but we don't want to stay up. But I'm tired of being up one minute and down the next. I'm tired of having victory one minute and defeated the next. I'm tired of having joy one minute and depression the next. I'm tired of feeling free one minute and bound the next. I'm tired of shouting one minute, and when I get in the car and there's a text to me, I'm crying the next. But I decree and declare over your life that you're not just going to get up, you're going to stay up. Come on, somebody. This is a season to arise. I don't know about you, but I am ready to shake off the emotionalism that I've lived in. I'm ready to shake off the up and down, and I'm ready to rise up and stay up. I prophesy that in the name of Jesus, there are some folks that are going to get up in this next season, and you ain't going back down. The devil has knocked you down for the last time, and there's some areas in your life you may fight, but baby, you ain't going down again. If there's anybody ready to get up and stay up, make a little noise in the room. God, help me arise. I have a weighty word. I have a powerful word. I have a prophetic word to speak over your life. Raise your hand. I'm going to speak it over you. It's one word. You ready? Arise. If you're ready to arise, just give God a praise right now. I will arise. Let me tell you what the enemy is scared of. I'm just trying to teach you the word today. The enemy has a great and intense fear that you will come to terms with your purpose, because hell wants to keep you down. The enemy wants to keep you down. The devil wants to keep you down. But heavenly purpose in your life requires you to arise. So I'm going to make a statement of faith over you. I've come to tell you in the mighty name of Jesus, you will not, and don't you dare, spend one more day down in your problems, down in your doubt, down in your valley, down in your desert, down in your fear, down in your past, down in your feelings, down in your unforgiveness, down in your worry, down in your bitterness, down in your mindset of inadequacy. I break that off of you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I'm telling you, no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. The promise is for those who will get up. The promise is for those who will arise. The promise will be possessed by those who will say, listen, no matter what it looks like, I will arise. Isn't it something that the prerequisite for every you in that text, all 18 of them, was the commandment that had to be heeded? And that commandment, precious, was simply this. It was arise. So I declare today, your purpose awaits. Your new season awaits. You need to arise. Now, the second thing I want to show you, listen very, very closely. Now, tell everybody on your neighborhood, say, this is the arise row. Yeah, I'm not staying in my doubt another day. I'm not staying in my fear. I'm not going to doubt myself, my call. I'm not going to let voices of inadequacy in my own head defeat me anymore. I will arise. But the second thing I want to show you is this. If you're taking notes, this is important. Significance is found in a surrendered purpose, and it is revealed in your radical desert season yes. It's that yes when it's uncertain. It's that yes when ain't nothing happening. It's that yes when it feels like a nuclear bomb has gone off in your family. It's that yes when people are against you. It's that yes when walls are in front of you. It's that yes when your heart is broken. It's that yes when you are frustrated and you're not seeing what you want to see. The way out of your desert and into your purpose is a radical desert surrendered yes. Somebody shout a yes. There has to come a point where you have a perpetual and continual yes. It's your yes when it seems impossible. It's when you declare, I will not depart or die with destiny still buried in my bones. I'm not going to die in this season. They will not put me in the ground with destiny in my bones. I will not depart if the trumpet sounds with destiny in my bones. Anything that God has called me to do, I'm going to do it not by might or by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I have a yes in my spirit, and sometimes my yeses have been so hard. Sometimes my yeses have been yes when I was crying, yes in the desert, yes when I was full of fear. Y'all don't want me to preach. Yes when I was doubtful, yes when I was under attack, yes when I wanted to quit but I wouldn't do it. God said, will you stay? I said yes. Will you trust? I said yes. Will you worship? I said yes. Will you pray? I said yes. And I didn't understand that it was my yes that would break the drought off of my life. It was my yes that would get me out of the desert. I need to tell somebody in this room today that you still have to say yes to God. You still have to say yes to His process when you don't understand it, because your yes is part of your purpose. And it doesn't have to always be a yes, then you understand it. Or a yes, and you feel it. I said yes plenty of times when I didn't feel anything. Come on, somebody. I said yes because I don't want to depart this world, rapture or resurrection, with any of my destiny buried in my bones. I want to ring it out. Come on, somebody. I want to get everything that God has for me. That's my prayer, is that I will perpetually say yes to God. And that's my prayer for every person under the sound of my voice. Your purpose and your significance are discovered often, listen very closely, not in the soft place, but in the hard place. Can I talk to somebody today? Who's lived long enough to say, Apostle, you're preaching now? Come on, wave at me. Come on. Don't let the desert define your worth or determine your yes. I better say that again. Don't let the desert define your worth or determine your yes. You have to say, God, even if I'm in a desert, you've got a promised land. And even if I'm in a desert, I believe that my yes is necessary. It's my passport into a new season. You may be in the room and you're thinking about how hard it's been, how hard this moment is, how much pressure you've been under, how much self-doubt or sadness that you have dealt with or you're wrestling with. But listen, the path out of your desert season hinges on your fresh yes. So I want to just do it by faith. I want you to shout yes. Even if you don't understand why you're going through what you're going through, shout yes. You want to shout yes to the promise of God, but often we don't want to shout yes to the process of God. But I tell you, if you will shout yes to the process, God is shouting yes to the promise. So I need somebody right now who's got a yes in your spirit. Just throw up your hands and say yes. Say, Lord, I'll say yes to your will and to your way. Even if I don't understand it, I will say yes. Yes to God's plan. Yes to God. You just well say yes, because he's going to do what he's going to do anyway. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I said you just well say yes, because you got to walk it out anyway. So I'd rather just walk it out surrendered and not be fighting it and not kicking against it, so maybe I could get through it a little bit quicker. Joshua followed Moses. Listen. Now I need to tell somebody today, even though Moses had died, he followed him until he died. Even if something has not happened you want to happen, God is not through. Moses was gone, but God wasn't through. And I need to tell somebody in the house today that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter how much you've been crying and no matter how hard it seems, God ain't through. I better say that one more time. I said God ain't through. Okay, I got 12 people. I said God ain't through. Maybe your children aren't saved, but God ain't through. Maybe your marriage is funny, but God ain't through. So anybody can praise him when God is through. But it's that praise you have and that yes you have when he's not through and you're in the process, I believe that awakens the heart of God and breaks heaviness off of your life. So I need you right now, if you want to. I'd like for you to. I don't need you in the sense that it does anything for me. It does something for you. But I dare you right now, if you're willing to give a, I believe God ain't through praise. I'm not going to holler at you. I'm going to just let you praise him if you want to. Okay, I want you to think of your greatest need. I want you to think of your greatest battle. I want you to think of the thing that you need God to do the biggest. And if you believe that maybe, just maybe, God ain't through, I want you to go ahead and give him, God, I believe you ain't through praise. 1, 2, 3. You're not through with my son. You're not through with my grandchildren. You're not through in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Are you ready? You'll go a little deeper. Joshua followed Moses, but he didn't idolize him. He didn't make an idol of Moses. You know why he followed Moses? He followed Moses because Moses followed the cloud. We got preachers who think it's all about them. But I'm going to tell you, you don't want people to follow you because you're a good speaker. You don't want somebody to follow you, worship leader, because you can sing well. I want people to follow me because I follow the cloud. Come on, somebody. Joshua didn't give in to the doubt. He didn't give in to the fear. He didn't give in to the uncertainty or the negativity. He didn't cave to the culture. He didn't cave to the peer pressure. He didn't follow the crowd. And to walk in your purpose will require you at times to abandon the crowd and follow the cloud. Yeah. Joshua caught a purpose that everybody else missed because he said, our God is well able to deliver them into our hands, and he knew he could possess the promise when the crowd said it could not be done. And I'm going to tell you, there will come a moment when you've got to break the hold of the crowd off of your life and say, I don't care what it looks like, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord, I will possess the promise. to walk in your purpose, you're going to have to abandon the crowd. I remember years ago when things shifted and they stopped allowing in so many Pentecostal charismatic services and circles, they stopped allowing baptism or the Holy Spirit. They wanted that out of the building. They didn't want any manifestations. They didn't want any altars. They didn't want this kind of preaching that presses you and challenges you. And I had some guys that a lot of Pentecostal pastors went that direction where they wanted their services in and out and no real conviction. And I had guys come to me and said, you need to head that direction. Now it was about 20 years ago and I thought about it. But then I realized if I build a church with no power and no praise and no presence and no altars, I won't even want to go to my own church. Yeah, I won't even attend it. I'll just find reasons to miss it. So I made up in my mind about 20 years ago, the crowd can do whatever the crowd wants to do. But as for me and this house, we don't follow the crowd, we follow the cloud. And you know what you feel when worship takes off in this place? You know what you feel? The liberty and the freedom that's at Calvary. Oh, are we not better than anybody? But there is something in this house that ain't everywhere else. If you've ever been anywhere else, you know that in this room there is a freedom and a glory that sits in the house. And it is not because we are great singers or because I'm a great preacher. It's because we made a decision one day. We ain't gonna follow the crowd, baby. We're gonna follow the cloud. Are there any cloud people in the house right now who can say, I don't care what the crowd does? Tell everybody in your neighborhood, I'll follow the cloud. Yeah, if I shout or I weep or I worship, don't get mad because this worship ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm trying to get out of my world and into his. I'll follow the cloud. Joshua honored Moses when he died. But listen to this. Joshua's real purpose was not awakened until he encountered the desert. He wasn't in the optimum situation. He's in the desert. I know preachers watch me. Listen, preacher. Joshua was not trying to create a brand. He wasn't trying to secure a stage. He wasn't trying to gain a social media following. He was trying to hear the voice of the Lord. Help me. He was trying to hear the voice of the Lord. And he knew if I can hear the voice of the Lord, then everything is going to be all right. I need to tell somebody here today what you need to do more than you need anything else. You need the Lord to speak over your life. We've got so much now that rings of self-promotion. But hear me, significance and purpose are never found in self-promotion. It's found in self-surrender. It's when you say, God, I will surrender. I'll surrender to your process. I'll surrender to what your plan is. I will surrender because I can count on you to do what you said that you would do, though your timing is not my timing. Listen, let me just talk to preachers one more time and any other leader. It's not about your name in lights. It's about getting people's name written in the Lamb's book of life. It is about seeing families changed. Now watch Joshua 1:3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, I have past tense given it to you. But here is the key. I need your yes, Joshua, and I need you to arise. You're not waiting on me. I am waiting on you. I've already given it to you. This is inheritance, and it's connected to a desert season, yes. This inheritance comes with a fresh yes, and you don't possess what you don't pursue. You got to get up, And you got to say yes and say, God, I'm ready. You cannot pursue what you don't perceive, and you can't perceive it if you don't hear his voice. So God, help me perceive what you're saying, so I'll stand up and pursue, and I'll go where you want me to go. Yes, it's the path out of your desert and into your destiny, because your yes is not just your declaration, it's your surrender. Yes, it's not just your radical declaration. It's saying, I'll say yes. I see a wall, but I'll say yes. I see resistance, but I'll say yes. I see a process, but I'll say yes. I need somebody right now who's ready to say a fresh yes to God. Just shout a yes and give him a praise right now. Third thing. Know this as you seek significant purpose. Know this. If you keep the word will keep you. One thing that has to be a non-negotiable in your life is the word. I don't need the RNC, the DNC, the ABC. Come on, somebody. I don't need any of them to tell me how to live my life. I don't need a political party or a newscaster to tell me what's wrong and right. When I grew up, we used to sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. You remember that song, the B-I-B-L-E? Yes, that's the book for me. I stand upon the word of God. Come on now. I don't need a political party. I don't need Fox, MSN, or NBC. I don't need any of them to tell me what's wrong or right. I am keeping the word, baby, and the word is keeping me. I came to tell you, if you'll keep the word will keep you. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Then you will have good success. You cannot have good success outside of Bible surrender and living Bible principles. You will not get what the Bible says if you don't do what the Bible says. Understand, contained in this promise was not just success, it was significant. It was finding significance. And the words shall not depart is a Hebrew phrase. That means you don't abandon God's word, you don't forsake God's word, and you don't leave God's word. But I was amazed as I studied the root word out, and it means to feel. So when I read that, the Holy Spirit started talking to me. And he said, this is important, and you need to share it with the house. Because the word is the word no matter what you feel. You don't abandon the word no matter what you feel. You don't forsake the word no matter what you feel. You don't leave the word no matter what you feel. And I've made up in my mind that I am not going to let my feelings have more sway over my life than the word of the Lord. I believe the word. I don't believe anything else more than I believe the word. When we trust God's word in desert seasons, our faith must overcome our feelings. You got to overcome your feelings with the word. Your faith must overcome your feelings. And here's the deal. Only you can do it. I can't believe the word for you, and you can't believe the word for me. But if you want to prosper, if you want to break through, if you want to get out of the desert, then you must believe the word. You better eat the word. You better eat that word day and night. You better eat that word in a hard season. You better eat that word in that night season. Not just when the sun is shining, but when the battle is raging. Not just when you feel good, but when tears are falling. When fear says quit, the word says be strong and courageous in the power of his might. When doubt says you're not enough, the word said I am with you wherever you go, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When the word says death, God says with your stripes I am healed. When fear says give up, the word said be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't let your situations have power over you. Speak the word. Tell your neighbor, hold on to the word. Yeah, when fear says you can't, faith says you can. The word says you can. When doubt says you can't, the word says you can. Anybody holding on to the word? And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't in the daylight of deliverance that I figured out how to trust the word. It wasn't in my joyful season when I discovered how to trust the word. It was in the night that I learned to trust him. It was in the shadows of waiting that I learned to trust him. It was when I didn't have the money and I didn't have the resources and I didn't have the power and I didn't have the connections and I didn't have what I needed and everything was against me. But I learned that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I learned that he'll lift his word above his name. I learned that there is power in the word of the Lord. Is there anybody here that you made up in your mind, I'm trusting the word? Tell your neighbor, say, trust the word. Yeah, 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 yeah. Stop quoting all the doubts. Stop rehearsing all the fear. Stop rehearsing all the anxiety. If you keep the word will keep you. Tell everybody in your neighborhood, I'm keeping the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this. You won't discover true significance by simply walking into your victory. You will find significance by obeying God and trusting his word in and over your life in the silence. Getting real now. It's when your kids are still going crazy. It's when God is not speaking. It's when nothing you thought that would be manifested by now has not manifested. It's when you don't have the money. It's when the doctor's report has not changed. But you say, one thing I know, my situations haven't changed yet, but I am going to trust God's word over my life. And I don't care what it looks like. I know that this is just an opportunity for God to prove his word to be true. As for me and my house, tell that lost son, we will serve the Lord. As for that last attack that you've been in, tell that attack, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. As for that problem that you're trying to navigate, as for that season that you're trying to get through, and it don't seem like you know where to go, open your mouth and quote Jeremiah and say, I know the plans I have for you to give you a hope and a future and an expected end. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I know if you wanna make it, you gotta get out of your mind and into his word. You gotta let his word reign in your life. And you don't find out that the word works when you're standing on the mountain. You don't find that the word works when everything is going great. But sometimes you find out that the word really works when you're weeping, and you find out that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. You find out that at that hospital bed, when the doctor said there ain't no way, that God makes a way right out of no way because he sent his word and he healed their diseases. I wish I could find somebody to preach to today. It's in those moments when you feel like it's catastrophe that God wants to give you clarity. It's in those moments that God wants to show you, I am a way maker. I am a sea parter. Somebody give God praise for his word. Hallelujah. It's trusting his word in the silence. It's trusting his word. And I want to tell you, if it's only you and your family, keep the word. If you're keeping it for your children, just keep the word. If your friends don't keep the word, you keep the word. Keep the word. Number four, sometimes significant purpose will require you to kill comfort, because when you kill comfort, you'll kill containment. Sometimes containment won't be killed till you kill comfort. Real talk. The Lord said in verse 11, prepare your provisions, for in 3 days you shall pass over. Just tell somebody in your neighborhood, you shall pass over. Yeah, yeah, you might be in a desert right now, but you shall pass over. You might not be seeing what you want to see, but you shall pass over. Now tell those same people in your neighborhood, say, I will pass over. Yeah, yeah, I don't know about you. Maybe Apostle ain't preaching to everybody, but I am preaching to people who's made up in their mind that they will pass over. The devil's hoping that you will pass on, but in Jesus' name, you ain't gonna pass on. You're gonna pass over. See, he said, prepare your provisions. There's always preparation before possession. Some folks want the promised land, but they don't want to pack for the journey. They want to stay in comfort, and you have to endure seasons of preparations, and that can be uncomfortable. And I want you to hear this if you don't hear anything else. Comfort can become the coffin of your calling. Are you hearing me in this room? It's that desire for ease. It's that desire that it be easy. And if you're not careful, comfort can become the coffin of your calling. And even though Joshua is in a desert time and he had been there for 40 years, he was used to the desert. He was used to the manna. He was used to the struggle. And in some ways, you can get so comfortable in the desert and so comfortable in the struggle and so comfortable in the disrespect and so comfortable in the issue and so comfortable in the depression and so comfortable in the doubt and so comfortable in the anxiety that you think this is all there is, so you just settle in it. But I came to kick that out of you in the name of Jesus and tell you, get out of that desert. Listen, it's a dry season and it's a hard season, but God wants you to break out of it. Even if you're used to it, I break it off of you in the name of Jesus. So here's the key. I came to tell you, walk in God's peace, but don't get comfortable in the desert. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want about 500-600 people, not everybody, but if there's about 500 people right here who will say, Apostle, I'm not going to get comfortable in the desert. Whatever God wants to do, I'm ready, 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 ready. Somebody give God a shout right now. I said, give God a shout right now. I need to send the enemy this notice, devil. My destiny is not the desert. It's part of my process. So I will praise the Lord. I have seen seasons in my life where if I was going to kill containment, I had to kill comfort. There are times when I would go stand on stages. It's a little bit. It's after 12. Are you worried about it? Okay, me neither. Just making sure. I stood on the edge of stages, big crowds of people, and I'm about to preach, and I said, do I have anything to offer them? You think every time I stand up, I'm comfortable? You think every time I walk off a stage, it's easy? No, but I know this. If I can overcome that discomfort, I break containment in my life. I want somebody right now who's ready to break all containment in your life. 1, 2, 3, give God a praise. Come on, I break all containment. Yeah. Number 5, possess the promise, but no, it's not only about you. When you possess the promise, it is not only about you. He said in verse 14, your wives and your little ones and your livestock and your kitty cat and your little doggy and your goldfish, come on somebody, and your lizard, whatever you got, God said it's not just for you. They shall remain in the land that Moses gave you on this side of the desert, but you shall pass before your brethren armed, all ye mighty men of valor, and you shall help them. Help them, help them, help them. When they cross crossed over, Joshua told the tribe, you better help each other. You better help your brothers. You need to help somebody. Joshua had brother. God hadn't brought you this far for you not to help somebody. Your story can help somebody. Your process can help somebody. What you've been through can help somebody. And Joshua had a brother in arms named Caleb. Now someone who helped him was a man named Caleb. Caleb believed in him and believed in his purpose and stood with Joshua, this man named Caleb. Caleb believed right along with Joshua when nobody else did. And Caleb's name, if you define it, it means dog. It implies somebody who'll grab a hold of something and won't let go. You need to find you some dogs in your life. Caleb was 85 years old and said, give me this mountain. You need to find you a few dogs in your life who will hang on to your promise right along with you. You need to find you some dogs. Come on, somebody, who will hang right on to the salvation of your children and will not let go. I know this is too much, but somebody tell everybody in your neighborhood, woof, woof. Come on. Yeah, 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 woof, woof. I'm here today to tell you that you got a dog in me. You got somebody I'll believe right with you. I'll stand right with you. My God, the devil's already saying, who let the dogs out? Come on, somebody. I want the devil to worry. I want hell to worry because we got some dogs at Calvary. Somebody holler at your neighbor and say, woof, woof. Yeah, does the devil have your children this morning? Woof, woof. Does the enemy think he's going to keep you in depression? Woof, woof. Are you full of doubt and fear? Woof, woof. Take him by the hand and say, woof, woof. Yeah, yeah, you got a dog. You got a sister in arms. You got a brother in arms. I believe with you. And we're one or two. Touch and agree. Anything is possible. I don't want just a few church. Look at your neighbor and say, what up, dog? Come on. What up, dog? Are there any dogs in the house? Are there any people? Dogs will praise when all hell is breaking loose. Dogs will pray when it don't make no sense to pray. Dogs will dance. Dogs will yap. And dogs will run together in packs. I'm looking for some packs that will get together and say yes to the plans and the purposes of God. Come on, dogs. Give God a shout if you're ready to get tenacious. God, I know that's too much for some of you. I know this is too much. Oh, he's just acting crazy now. But I'm telling you, you got men who don't know what they dressing like women. You got people losing their minds. You got people acting crazy in the world and women. I'm gonna make somebody mad. You got all kind of confusion in the world, but yet if you get a radical dog determined praise in your mouth, people think you're crazy. But I'm looking, woof, 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 woof. I'm looking for some dogs that ain't taking it anymore. Tell your neighbor, I'll be your dog. Come on. I'll be with you. I'll be your friend. I'm going to stand with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I gotta find me some dogs. Who will hang on to the promise with me. My brother said, okay. See, religious people have already left. Get your purse out, fella. Let's get out of here. He said people said woof woof in the church. You got heresy being preached all over the world and nobody's saying a thing about it. But you'll email me because I said woof woof. You know what I say to that? Woof. So here's what it means. I'm trying to land this plane. I have felt so much freedom to preach to you in this last season. I love you so much. You're so precious to me. God is so good. I look at this crowd here today and all the rain and all that. You just said, I'm coming. Woof. I want you to understand that for you and me both, for you, young lady, young man, sir, ma'am, I love you right back. It's a legacy season. And if you don't hear anything else, I hope you hear this. You didn't come this far just for you. I haven't come to where I've come just for me. I got to have something to pass home. And only you can do that. Legacy is not just about what you leave behind. I'm learning it's about who you raise up. We think it's resources. Yeah, I'm leaving this, I'm leaving that. No, who are you raising up? Significance is found then in remembering. Significance is found in, I'm not going to settle for depression when the joy of the Lord can be my strength. Significance is found in this fact that says, I won't settle in the wilderness when there's a land flowing with milk and honey, and that new season is locked up in my yes. Significance is found in this reality. Watch this. Not only am I going to possess the promise, and I feel it more today than ever, I'm going to help others possess the promise. So what are you trying to tell me, Apostle? I'm trying to tell you, don't die in the desert. Don't stop at the shore. Don't let fear rob you of joy. Don't let fear steal your fire. Don't follow what's dead. Follow what's alive. You may be the only one in your family. If it's only you, then let it be you. You may be the only one on your job, the only one in your room at night that hangs on. But if it's only you, you got to hang on for only you. Remember what God told Joshua, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Look at me now, young person. Only you can do what you were born to do. Only you can fulfill that purpose. Only you can walk out that calling. Listen to me, whether you're 8 or 80, only you can carry your calling. Only you can walk that path. Listen very closely, but here's the promise. You'll never walk it alone. He is with you. So today, child of God, arise. Get that word in your spirit. Possess the promise. Leave a legacy. Only you. Put your hand on your chest and say, only me. Yeah, only me. Nobody can possess my promise. Nobody can have my breakthrough for me but me. So I want everybody to stand and nobody to leave for the next 2 or 3 minutes because I want to land this plane correctly. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it's you, I want it. I need it. If it's you, pour it out on me. Oh, Jesus, if it's you, I want it. I need it. If it's you, pour it out on me. Oh, Jesus. John wrote this song years ago. And even if we don't understand why we're going through what we're going through, you know on the other side there is desert deliverance. And anything God takes you through, it's for His glory and your good, because all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord. So right now, raise up your hands If you're ready to walk your path into your provision and into your prosperity, I want you to raise up your hand. Sing, Pastor John, if it's you.
If it's you, I want it. I need it. If it's you, pour it out on me. Oh, Jesus, if it's you, I want it. I need it. If it's you, pour it out on me. Oh, Jesus, if it's you, I want it. I need it. I need it. If it's you, pour it out on me. Oh, Jesus, if it's you, I want it. I need it. Pour it out on me. Oh, Jesus, if it's you, I want it. Yes, Son, I need it. If it's you, pour it out on me. Oh, Jesus, if it's you, I want it. I need it.
I need it.
If it's you,
comfort, you break containment, because comfort is the coffin of your calling, right? This path forward, no matter what it is, if it's the next step, the promised land, the path forward hinges on a fresh yes. Somebody say yes. Okay? Everything is connected to one word: arise. You got to rise up. Don't stay down one more day. Shake it off. Don't get comfortable in that depression, that fear, that inadequate feeling. And the last thing, if God brings you out, you have a story to tell. Bring somebody with you. leave a legacy. You come too far to come by yourself. Did you hear me, precious? I said you've come too far to come by yourself. Just tell somebody in your neighborhood, say, I've come too far to come by myself. I'm taking my children with me. I'm taking my family with me. I'm taking my friends with me. Come on. I'm taking campuses with you. If you're going to take somebody with you, with heads bowed and eyes closed, what an amazing day I've had with you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for hanging out with me. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the center of it all. Thank you for coming through the rain, folks. Thank you that you didn't let the weather determine your yes today. If you're at home and you're watching this, thank you for tuning in. But now here's an important moment. If you're in this room, if you give me 3 minutes, I'll release you, I promise. If you're in this room, 3 or 4 minutes, if you're in this room and you're not where you need to be with the Lord, there was a trumpet blast and Jesus came, or you perished, you know there's sin in your life, real sin. You're not the believer that you want to be. If you know that you're not where you need to be with God, and you would say, Apostle, I need this Jesus that you've been preaching about. I need him in my life. So we're not going to make this a big to-do, but we're going to make it a big invitation. If you're here and you need Jesus and you're a sinner because there's sin in your life, and you'd say, Apostle, when you pray for me. When I count to three, raise your hand. Are you ready? Heads bowed, eyes closed. One, pray for me. Pray for me. I'm not where I need to be. Two, I see hands being raised. Pray for me. I want to get it right today. Three, slip up that hand across the room. Slip it up and hold it up. Wow. So many. Even in the overflow. You online, just slip up your hand right at your TV or your computer. If you raised your hand up, keep it up. I'm going to lend you 5 more seconds if you need to get it right with God today. 5, 4, raise your hand. Yes, sir, I see that. 3, thank you, young person. I see that, sir. I see that in the back, sir, ma'am. 2, 1, hands are up across the room. Now, if you raised your hand and you're serious about a new beginning, I want to pray with you. Everybody that raised your hand, just come right here to the front. Come on, you won't come by yourself. I promise you, you won't. Come on. Altar workers, come up here. We got a harvest today on a rainy Sunday morning. Oh, I wish you would rejoice. How are you, darling? Bless your heart. Oh, look at all these young people. Yeah. Look at all these precious folks. Oh, y'all ought to rejoice. Look at all these precious people. I wouldn't leave. I'd just like to see this. Look at this, y'all. Oh, this is just a regular Sunday. Look at the Lord. Yes. Everybody take your hand and place it on your heart right now. I saw you coming. What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly. It's been a lot of warfare in your life, hasn't there? I see it. I hear the Lord say that Kelly doesn't even know how significant this moment is. This fresh yes is about to unlock some hope in your life. You feel like all the hope's been drained out of you. I don't talk to everybody, but I felt led to come and talk to you. And the Lord told me to tell Kelly, I know right where you are. I know exactly what you've been through. And I brought you into this moment. So Kelly, today is for you. You're going to find hope, Kelly, today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. What's your name, son? Bernie? Brandon? That's a cool name. You know what I see? I see a mighty man of God. I'm saying by faith, I see potential in you. I see purpose in you. I want you to leave today and I want you to have this on your spirit. You feel this when I'm talking to you, don't you? You've been kind of searching for your purpose and trying to figure it out. I want you to get in that car today, however you came, and I want you to say, I know that Jim Rayleigh believes in me, and God has a plan for my life. You didn't just stumble up here today, son. There's something about there's significance in this moment. There's some things you're going to do for your in your family, okay, for people you love. You're going to be a different kind of man, and only you can do it, all right? I believe in you. Everybody take your hand and put it on your heart right now. Man, I feel some Jesus in here. All right, everybody pray this prayer after me loud and strong. Pray, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I'm thankful that you brought me to this moment.
You knew
that I needed this. I'm asking you, Lord, to rearrange my life. In fact, transform it. Forgive me for all my sins. Anything that would try to imprison me in the desert, I break it off my life with this confession. Jesus, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I receive you now. Old things are passed away. And all things become new. Altar workers, will you go right to them right now? Just go right to them. Everybody else, slip up your hands. Come on. Hallelujah. Everybody find somebody to pray with. If you need a miracle today, if you need prayer today, we'll hang around the altars and pray for you. Wave at me if you feel like that word was for you. How about that? So here's what I declare. I declare that there is an only you season and you will realize it now. I declare that this is your time by faith to move out of your desert. Wave your hands. Come on. Move out of your desert and into your destiny. I declare that this word that I have preached, it does not return empty or void, but you carry it with you. And I speak the blessing and favor of the Lord over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now somebody give the Lord a praise. Okay, before you leave, I know they're praying up here, but just look at your neighbor and say, woof, woof, come on. Yeah, yeah, all right. I love you. God bless you. John, y'all sing and worship. Thanks for watching the message. I'm sure this spoke to you. Here's what I want you to do. Why don't you subscribe to this YouTube channel? That way, every time there's a new message, you'll get to hear it. Also, many of you have watched this. Some of you watch on a regular basis. Why not take time? And so you can give at calvaryfl.com. You can give on your phones and you can be a part of helping us take this message around the world. The message of hope, the message of Jesus Christ. Can't wait to see you back here real soon.